Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
And here's your co-host, Jimbo.
I was also on the phone. Welcome, Ray. Want to remind you that the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We would also like to remind all you folks out there in multiple platforms that are tuning into our show that if you are international, let us know anytime during the show. And we'll give you live international shout-outs like to nobody right now. Yes, but they'll come. Book them. They will come. All right. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. It's a first statement. When you hear it, you'll hear the show. And if you don't hear the show, that means you need to hang up and call back because you always hear something. Got it?
Hi.
So silence is not good in this one case. You should always hear the show while you're waiting for us to kick you for your next reading. And Facebookers, we'll see what happens. We'll see what fate brings if we get a chance to shift to you folks. We'll make it clear and we'll provide instructions on what to do if we do that. We just can't promise anything. Regardless, that's not the sound you're going to hear tonight because it's Rebel Card Friday. So when you hear that Rebel yell, it is time to let your reading conclude. Don't perpetuate, don't keep it going because you can't. It's over. Just let it go. It's free. It has to come to an end because we have other folks waiting right behind you. But before you go, I'm going to give you a single card, and it is a Rebel card. It has a message. It just isn't coated with sugar and spice and everything nice, okay? So, but it ultimately has a positive message, even if it sounds negative at first, like stop being a baby. Well, you know, sometimes we need people to tell us these things. So. We'll take it poisonally. That's just the way it is. So things never change. I believe I have concluded everything I got to say. I think somebody's here, but I'm going to wait till I see them.
Okay, I want to say
everything.
We are using ordinary playing cards tonight, as this is the method that personal prophecy uses for readings.
International shout out to Virgil in the UK. Here they come. Here comes the freaking foreign invasion, and we like it.
Yeah, and anyway, I wanted to say, I just lost my train of thought.
You're not
yeah.
to shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Hello, welcome everybody. There. Facebookers, glad to have you with us, as always, on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. Blog Talkers, oh yes, you are the lifeblood on Blog Talk Radio for us. But you're always welcome to mosey on over to Facebook, where you can see us in action. And we meet a few really cool kids over there, yeah. I want to also mention that I'll be using a full 24-card layout for each of your readings. This is my own particular preferred method. Excuse me, I'm having coughing issues all of a sudden.
Might die on stage.
It's him.
It could go viral, you know. If you guys get this, I mean, you think of the hits you'll get if you repost to death.
Oh, I think you'll get banned by Facebook.
Don't say you have to post it on Facebook. I never said you'd have to post it there.
So anyway, just bear in mind with me for a minute or two while I lay out your cards. And Jim, he will be babbling with you, talking.
Or not, maybe. Maybe I'll be silent.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't you
will.
Tell me what to do, Miss E.
Just remember, one of your lovers is here tonight.
A brother from another?
Yes, and your lover.
At least I don't love inanimate objects.
What does that mean?
They say that, saw some headline in an article that like a shit ton. I don't want the number. Those percentage of women over 50 have their own little sexual toolbox.
Well, I think that's very proactive.
Those are inanimate objects I'm talking about. That's what I'm just talking about.
Well, and they've also said whatever they are. They're primarily experts in the field. But they have said women in their 50s, 60s, and beyond have intense orgasms of their lives. And maybe that's because the breeding years are behind them.
I'm not sure why that would be. Do you think you'd want it to be while you are breeding to get you to want to get pregnant more?
Catherine is saying, hey, don't go knocking sexual toolboxes, buddy.
Just saying.
Yes.
Ain't done with your spiel, schblocko, schmlucko?
I think I'm done.
Let's get on these freaking phones there, woman. All right. 651 Minnesota, our homeland. 651, welcome to the show. And now maybe it will actually, there we go. Hello.
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 Hi.
Pump up the volume.
Yes, hi, Christiana. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Wunderbar.
Yeah, we're just getting started on being on fire, okay. I guess. So tell us.
That girl is on fire.
Yeah. What's bringing you to the show this evening?
Well, it's about another dream I had, and I know, like, that it's kind of hard to dig into that, but I'm just wondering what you see in the cards about symbolically. I want to know what it would mean when the snake sprouted out of my head.
When what?
Like,
what the hell did you just say?
What?
I had a night, well, it was like a nightmare, but in this part of this nightmare, I had, like, snakes that sprouted out of my head, and I could feel it and everything, and it was kind of freaky. But,
okay, she's wondering if you can picture.
I was just wondering, symbolically, like, what the cards say about it symbolically.
Okay, well, do the card, Deb, and see what if anything comes up. You know, dreams are weird. And speaking of which, FM99 had that chick on I was telling you about, and I got to work early that day, so I didn't get to hear her, the dream expert that's been on TV. And
we've got to find out who she is.
I can't remember her name.
Well, you better find her.
I probably have to go on their blog, app, and we'll find out. But yeah, I've listened to it before. It's pretty wild.
Yes, Virgil, it is. Cops and others working in law enforcement often get crab lice up in, I'm just answering a quick question here. In their eyebrows and their eyelashes.
Anywhere in your, you can get that kind of stuff in any hair. Right?
Especially if they're wrestling, you know, with the prisoner who's loaded with them. All right, well, this is a really bizarre one for me.
What are these motherfucking snakes?
I know.
Was it a bunch of snakes? Did you happen to see what kind of? It was a bunch of snakes.
I don't think the kind of snake is probably going to be an important concept to this, why she had this dream.
Oh,
or nightmare. When a nightmare is a dream. That's scary, that's all. So we'll just call it a dream.
Okay, I'm going to take a look.
Take a shot. You know, that can be hard for the cards, right? Because there's so many things that we could represent, you know?
Well, often I've heard that snakes are like serpents. Serpents can characterize penises. And this is for real. And I'm just wondering, Christiana, are you feeling a little bit frisky these days? I mean, maybe. I don't know.
No, it's the opposite, I think. Maybe feeling kind of angry at men in general.
Oh, men?
Men.
For screwing me over.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
We'll all join that club with you, okay?
Oh, because women are angelic and they never do a man wrong, ever. That's right.
Well, when we do, it's because they deserve it.
It's because they deserve it, because you are angelic and can do no wrong. Yes.
Yeah.
Laying them down.
Pick them up and lay them down, right? That's in the army, right?
Pick them up and lay them down.
Pick them up and lay them down, right? Now that about marching your feet, pick them up and lay them down. Pick them up and lay them down.
Yeah, I have some problems with the double time.
Double time hard. Go ahead.
Well. The song that's in my head is the one about he's a cold-hearted snake.
Yeah, that's the Paula Abdul song.
Yeah.
From in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Yeah,
I know that song.
Yeah, and it came to me. And so maybe what this represents for you is that you're thinking about men and they are taking the shape of snakes. Maybe you should try and cut their heads off in your dream.
Well, you have no control over that shape.
Well, you can. I told you all before. And a class in Native American dream.
They smoke them peace pipe.
They say that if you wake up from a dream that is like a nightmare, go back in and tell the dream bodies, which would be these snakes, that you are not afraid. You want the rest of the dream, and you want it to be a gift. And if you put yourself back in there,
mm-hmm.
That is a song, ladies, isn't it? I mean, Paula Abdul might be a little, she's a bubble off mentally, but it's a good song.
She was pretty hot, ladies. And popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she has mental issues.
So?
Well, we all do, don't we? That's the thing that gets me.
Depends on how bad they are.
My sister tells me that mental hospitals across the United States are so full that's why they had to let that mass murderer from, you know, that we've been talking about, Robert Card, who just killed those people. She said they couldn't keep him longer than 2 weeks. An insurance company here will give you so much time for mental health, and then either you pick up the rest of the tab or they have to say bye-bye because they don't have the beds. So it sounds like we're in a country full of crackpot, you know, killers and whatever else.
Circle of life.
Yeah, kind of, maybe. But anyway, I'm not seeing anything else here. A pregnancy coming for you. That's the only real upshot from your reading.
Is that an upshot, though?
Well, it's some kind of a... Yeah.
So it's coming, that pregnancy?
I'm sorry, what?
She asked if she's just reconfirming, do you see a pregnancy coming?
Yes, I see a pregnancy coming. And I feel it would be a little girl.
Oh, thank heaven.
Yes, that's what I feel, too.
Well, then, you can't stop nature. I don't care. You could use every form of birth control, which I have in the past, and I've had a kid on every single one.
Yeah, but the problem is you didn't stack them up. You didn't stack them.
No, but you could put a condom with...
You could get a device inserted. You could use the condom. You could use spermicide, and you could be on the pill. I think if you got four things in place, that shit ain't happening.
But if the higher powers ordaining
that
you have...
We're not talking about you. We're saying in general. I think if you properly applied all four of those things, it'd be lottery fucking odds of getting pregnant.
Well,
yeah.
Not saying, but nobody does usually the stacking. They just go with one and get the show on the road.
When is your job going to happen for you, honey?
December of this year.
Oh, that's soon.
This soon because October is almost bye-bye.
Just remember so that you don't lose your benefits. And this is why I don't like the system, our system, because we make it impossible for people to get off the system because they will give up their, you know, government money even if she's not making enough. And it isn't right. So anyway.
Well, I'll only be working 2 days a week, so it's... I don't think it'll be enough for them to take my check away. So
that's good. And when you finally, you know, break through and you are just so busy and everything, then you can tell the government F you, you know, and go on your way.
Like Terminator.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Did he say that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
First movie, fuck you, asshole.
Okay.
All right.
Here's
so bizarre. So I apologize.
Well,
I'd like to learn more about this.
There's no apologies needed for asking for the reading. None. We always say.
I know that it was kind of out there. I asked those kinds of questions.
Out there's cool, man. Out there's cool. That's okay. You didn't ask about gambling and lottery numbers and stuff like that. That's kind of off the board. But anything else, hey, ask away, right? Right. I'll speak to them. Yes, I've been doing cards for 30-some fucking years, and you could pretty much ask anything you want.
There, I had to speak for Deb, since she's playing on the internet.
Try to do a search. I just did, but there's a lot of information. I put dream of snakes coming out of your head and see what you get. You could put nightmare.
Medusa.
There.
Medusa.
Yeah, Medusa, yeah. She, I bet those guys were throwing bags over her head when they were banging her, that's for sure.
I don't think she was
They had to. They turned to stone, you know.
Her. I didn't think Medusa did that.
I didn't say that, Deb. I said they had to or they would turn to stone. They had to throw a bag over her head.
Why?
Holy goat shit. I mean, why would a guy have to throw a bag over his head, Deb?
Because of the snakes.
Because if they look at her, they turn to stone.
I thought that was Lot's wife.
That's a pillar of salt.
That if you and turned around and looked.
That's a pillar of salt. God said, don't. No, yeah, Medusa, that's, people look. Don't you even remember the joking commercial, that one about Amazon?
Oh, that girl, yeah.
Yeah, it's Medusa. If people looked at her, they turned to stone.
Yeah, Catherine is saying if Medusa looks at you,
yeah, right. And
you turn to stone.
Right, you have to make sure you never look, make eye contact with that bitch.
She went here.
Always men. By
yes,
the way.
It is pretty much all it is. Yep. Well, I mean, it's because she's not a dyke. That's all. You know?
If this is living proof that I don't know everything.
Come on, let's do this, Deb.
Yeehaw! All right, go
it's rebel card time. Like I said, no sugar and spice here. Subject is eat your fucking vegetables. Eat some shit made by Mother Nature. Well, I think it's
okay.
You advise to eat very healthy, and maybe you already do. I don't know. Stay off the processed stuff, you know, for a while, maybe.
And a lot of times when I'm cooking with natural stuff, you know, from a garden, whatever, I will pull my hands over what I'm cooking, and I will bless it, bless this food that I'm making, you know.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank
you very much.
Caller
well, honey,
one.
We just love hearing from you. So
it's been a little while too.
Yeah,
it is.
Would you like to be a guest sometime and do your thing for our callers?
What is her thing?
She does.
Yes, many things.
Like what?
Can you tell us what you do?
Does she do nude tap dancing?
Oh,
of course, that wouldn't really do any good on a radio show. But
she's in a mood to.
She just said she does me a thing. I was just asking if that was one of the things.
I think she
No tap dancing, but I provide readings, psychic readings, and I've done some dream interpretation, and I can do, like, shamanic healings and meditations, like, long distance, and, I am a life coach. And
how can people find you? What is your website so they can come and read about you?
Yeah, my website is still a work in progress, but you can find me on Facebook under In the Light Shamanism. You can find me there sending a message.
Yeah, so if you guys want to find out more, excuse me, that's the place to go.
All right, awesome. All right, well, we're going to rock and roll. Thank you so much, Christiana.
Thanks, honey. Have a good weekend.
We shall move along.
Thank you. You guys have a good weekend, too.
We will do our best.
We certainly shall. We shall. We shall do so.
And Melanie's here with us.
Okay. Hi, Melanie.
Melanie McGonigal.
Okay.
Like that.
Welcome, Melanie.
Welcome.
If you're from another country, you got to tell me. No, if you're not, then you don't have to tell me, but you can tell me if you want anyway. All right. We're going to area code 856. This area code looks to be, according to the internet, New Jersey, 856. Welcome.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Rosemary. How are you?
We are psychic, both of us.
Yes, we knew it was you.
We knew it. We knew it, even though we've had other 856 area codes.
How are you doing?
You probably got lots of stuff to catch up on.
A little craziness, and lost my job last week. I finally ended up in the hospital a week ago today, so I'm in a lot of chaos. A lot of it.
Are you better? I mean, did whatever led you to the hospital, are you better?
Are you physically better?
I'm better. My father's still there. So he's got a lot of conditions he's got to take care of. So... I still have to see my doctor about to fix my problem because I don't trust anybody else right now.
Well, that's fine. Hey, absolutely. You got to go with who you trust.
The card jumped out as I was shuffling. Didn't go to the floor, so it's not knocking on the door, but it does hold a message for you. And this is the Nine of Spades. Nine of Spades is like the deepest grief card that we have. And so this card is saying to you, take good care of yourself, hon. Take especially, you know, self-care mentally. Yeah, so bear that in mind. You got to, as hard as it can be, try to see it as a spiritual test to do your very best to think positively. I mean, it can't hurt.
It definitely can't hurt, but it can be easier said than done that time. But
it
yes,
can. Yeah.
Indeed it can.
What
all right.
What would you like to know, hon?
Yeah, you didn't ask the question.
Whatever you guys can get for the better, that so I can go back to work and I don't have to deal with the mess at my house when my father comes home. Because there's a lot of turmoil last couple of nights with me, so.
This is an employment
if that makes
question.
Sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it takes sense. You know, you got family is not always Brady Bunch and happiness.
No,
and
it isn't.
Matter of fact, it kind of usually isn't. But excuse me, there's a few great moments sometimes and a lot of bad moments and a lot of shitty moments mixed in there. But
you know, sometimes the best thing we can do, even if our finances are, you know, hanging by a string, is pack up our stuff and move.
Yeah, well, but you do have to have at least some capital.
Well, if you have friends in other places, a lot of times they'll help you get going.
Places.
Who did that?
That was Garth.
Oh, yeah.
Brooks, that is.
I always knew he was playing around with, what's her name?
I don't know.
Lynn or...
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm laying your cards out, honey.
I don't know who you speak of.
The woman that's hanging with him, I can't think of her name.
I don't know any woman I've ever seen.
The
with him.
Beautiful blonde lady.
But I don't. I'm not like the super fan of this. So
okay.
All right. Cards are down.
Yeah, I really feel you'll get back on your feet. There's another job, better job, coming for you, and you've got to really take care of your heart. You know, where your emotions are, your thoughts, because I see right here, you need to not lose control. I could see a big rage fest coming for you, hon. And you need to try your best to alleviate that, because, sometimes rage is very good. I've noticed in card reading, sometimes it's a jet fuel that will actually propel us to a new future. But for you, I'm seeing that it would be extremely destructive. And best you try try to not get into the red zone, okay? The red zone.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm familiar with that term in football, American football.
What is that?
That's pretty much it. Anytime somebody has the ball inside the 20-yard line, they consider that the red zone.
Oh.
The percentage of scoring goes up in there. But go ahead.
Trisha Yearwood, yes.
Yes!
He was married, but you know what? For those of you, there's a little sidebar here. If you accuse your partner constantly of cheating on you, guess what's going to happen? Because you're so convinced, they're going to go and do it. They're going to be like, she has no faith in me, or she doesn't, you know, love me the way he says, he just wants to possess me, blah, blah, blah. They're going to go do it. So that was the feeling I had at that time. Okay. Yes, new job coming for you. Keep that family situation from boiling over, okay? All right.
Okay.
And do your best to surround yourself with people that have something positive to give you. So that's the best I got for you, hon. Let's see what Jim's got.
I have a rebel card. And this rebel card says, don't believe every shitty thought you have. Thoughts can be sneaky, lying bastards.
That is good. And they can't.
They can. You can freaking talk yourself into anything negative, as well as positive. But, yeah, it's easier to go negative, it seems like. The dark side of the force is strong.
All right. Thank you so much. It's been a long time. We're glad that you're back with us.
Yes.
And we got to move on. But
good
thank you very much.
Good to hear from you, hon. Be in touch.
Thanks.
Sure to find us.
I will.
Yes, indeed.
Now,
all right.
On Facebook, Virgil is saying Taylor Swift wants him to be her next fake boyfriend. Any thoughts, guys? He would not say no.
If he's,
well,
if
today,
he's referring to Travis Kelce, that's not a fake boyfriend.
I hear today she's having to clap back, as they say, at rumors that she's really a lesbian. So
that's
do with that what you will.
I don't buy that for a second.
I just don't think she's all that. If you really look, I mean, I don't want to be mean to another. No.
Well, you've seen her in those commercials. She is pretty cute.
She's okay, but if you look real close up, she's got a few miles on her.
A few miles.
But she's worth $1 billion.
I don't think she's... Oh, look at that. We got wads of Jack in here.
So, Virgil, have at it. And get don't sign any prenups, whatever you do.
What you gonna, what, oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Getting money. Yeah.
Oh, come on, you guys. Why don't we all make up on here? On here.
I'd stay the hell out of it, Deb.
Okay. Well.
It's not our business. It ain't my business. I don't.
Business. Not your business.
And then, all right, we're going to mystery time. It is all ones. Skype, we don't know where this call is from.
Hi there. Hi, my name is my name is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Well, welcome.
Are you new with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome.
Well, that's cool. But you have
thank
at least listened.
You.
To, you listened to a couple callers, so you kind of got a feel
idea.
So that helps that you
yeah.
weren't first. No, well, the floor is yours, my dear.
Yeah, tell us a little about yourself. It gives me a chance to feel a little familiar since you're new, and that will help
okay.
mentally, excuse me, with your reading.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I am I am in the New Hampshire area.
New England, all right.
Okay. Yeah. Not originally, but that's where I am now. And
beautiful country.
I'm sorry?
It's beautiful country up there.
I've
yeah,
never
it
been
is.
There.
It's pretty, no doubt.
Lots of
definitely
snow.
Definitely pretty. And you have the ocean, which is a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, then.
Yeah, but tell us, are you in a relationship? Do you have kids? What's going on?
No.
No and
no?
No,
I'm not.
Well, what? Did she ask you a question?
No, do you like your job?
No, I don't have one.
Okay, that's all right.
What is your...
So what can you tell me about me?
Well, that's...
You're the psychic reader, right?
Well, what is your question, hon?
This isn't the crystal ball gypsy
type of
thing, trick
thing
right, here.
Yeah.
You got to give some background.
Okay, so you're not mediums, and you just read the cards. Okay, fair enough. So my question is about there's a gentleman that I'm interested in, and
okay.
I guess I yeah. I mean, we're not in a relationship, but yeah, I'm interested, and I guess I just want to kind of see where that is going.
Perfect question. That's awesome. You did well on this first time. So that's great. Now,
okay.
So she's putting the cards on, so I'll ask a few side questions. So you guys know each other, yes?
We know who each other are, yeah.
Anyway, but you just are like acquaintances. It has never gone beyond that, but you're just wondering?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is great.
That is a great question.
These cards are awesome when it comes to matters of the heart.
Well, and sometimes when you're on that acquaintance level, you're afraid to take the next step because it might be awkward if the other person doesn't reciprocate and you'll feel like a fool.
That's why it's good to find out.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
That's why it's a good question. No, I'm totally on what the hell is that? Oh, that's right. I got my email open, so it makes stupid sounds. I apologize for the stupid sounds for my computer.
No worries.
It's not very unprofessional. You know, I pride myself on my professionalism. All right, Deb.
Well, my feeling is from looking at your cards here, I'm perceiving that you should take this slow with him. But because he is ripe for picking, for sure, as a partner and future husband. Oh, there you go. I got that, too.
So
you gave it to me over the phone. No, I'm just teasing.
They can be transferred. Yes, so, right.
Feel this method is really based on potential. The potential here is for the two of you to really get a great relationship.
What's the concern?
Going.
Because you said slow.
Well, go slowly. Yeah. Because I think that to keep... Sometimes you got to let the guy make the important move.
Well, so that if she starts jumping in, he might panic and run, so to speak. Not obviously physically, but he might be like, whoa, what is she doing? I need to do this.
So you've never told us, Jim, if you prefer a more, do you like an aggressive
or?
I think I don't really have a preference. I think I just let life happen and see if I like it. Sometimes I have and sometimes I haven't, so I can't really say. I've had it where I'm like, no, I don't like that.
I just think that
if she's mildly aggressive, it's okay. If you get over the top, that could be out of control sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But if you're mildly aggressive, you're like, hey, let's have a cup of coffee, beer or something.
So kind of like be assertive but not aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
that.
And that is good. Now
we're going to have to keep that.
Because sometimes.
Okay, you can have that.
They have gone way over the top.
Kind of like how in the way olden days, a woman would very daintily drop her handkerchief or little whatever they call it, and then the guy would pick it up and they could make acquaintance. You know.
You could pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look up her skirt, right, while he was down there. Right.
Wore them to the ground back in those days.
Well, he stick his head in there.
Right, so there was no looking up anything. He had to pick it up and peek.
I do want to tell you, this man is characterized in your reading as the king of hearts. That he's the king of hearts. And I'll tell you, I don't think there's a better suit to be involved with a guy. Because they are so full of love, yes. They make wonderful caregivers. Like if you were sick, he would come and feed you soup, like on a spoon. I mean, they make wonderful. Yeah, they're good partners, supportive, very sensitive. So there couldn't be a better face card for him. But there's real potential here, hon. Real.
Can I ask you this, if I may? Do you see him as someone who maybe has already been married or has children?
That is very much a possibility, yes. So, and that could be why she needs to take it slow. Because sometimes men or women get a little wary. The ones that say, that's it, I'm never getting married again. I can't wait to laugh and say, "Told you so."
I love it when women say that because that's the largest lie ever known to mankind.
When you fall, when a guy falls, he's going to fall hard. And this man has that potential.
Do you care if he has kids or has been married before? Is that a problem?
Yeah, kind of.
That's what I was wondering why she asked.
Well, that's the way of the world, I guess.
It does happen. Okay,
the reason is I've never been married and I don't have children. And I know this is going to sound harsh, so some people are probably going to think, what a witch this girl is. But I almost don't believe in divorce except for two reasons, beating and cheating. Otherwise, you stay, you fight it out, you make it work. And if somebody already has kids and has been married and divorced, that's kind of a red flag for me because I would not get a divorce.
You have to have your criteria.
That's right.
If that's your criteria, then so be it.
Yeah. If he's that kind and caring, though, I'm sure he will find a wonderful woman for him that is okay with different things, that I'm not okay with. Everybody's okay with different things.
That's right. Everybody has their criteria, their check boxes to mark off.
And we all make our own choices, no matter what the cards say.
You have to stick, if that's your criteria, you got to stick to your criteria, otherwise you won't be happy. So.
Here comes your rebel card.
Stand by for your rebel card reading. The subject is you are loved. You are here for a reason. Don't fuck it up. That's your, remember, Fridays, these rebel cards only come on Fridays and they're kind of PG-13.
Wait.
Every other time.
Okay.
These cards are only for Friday because Fridays are wild and crazy.
Anybody
nights.
Wants the Rebel deck, you can get it at Amazon.
Amazon has lots of decks.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Decks, I said, not the other words, so don't get excited.
I don't think they're that advanced yet.
Oh, I bet they got something there, but I just got you. All right, well, thank you very much. We are glad that you are a first-timer, and you're welcome to come back. We do many, many shows a week, so you can come
thank
on back.
You.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. All right. She was from another New England. We had a lot. I think everybody has been kind of in the New England state so far.
That's true.
Who was the first one? Except the first one is Christiana. She was in the upper Midwest, Minnesota. Our homeland, land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, where they're going to get slammed.
Not right now. They're not.
With coming up, though, they're going to get slammed.
We don't know.
With the White Lake.
We don't know that. Not in their immediate future, at least. Kind of funny, Deb.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook says, oh, your memories from whatever. I saw something from 2011. It was me taking a picture out of a hotel window at snow coming down on October 27th. That was up in New York. I remember that. It snowed on that day.
You were gone then?
I was up in New York. Remember, I went up to New York a couple times up there for work? And it snowed, actually, you'd be surprised how much it snowed. It was a couple inches that stuck even on October 27th.
But New York gets snow.
I'm just saying, but on October 27th, that's kind of early. And it was out there. And I was like, look at that stuff. Interesting.
And, you know, it's funny, too, that where we come from in northern Minnesota, many a trick-or-treat night was done in a heavy coat.
Oh, yeah. You got a costume on, but you got to wear a jacket over it. So all you got is a mask if you have that. That's it. Nobody can see anything else because you're decked out for the winter.
Oh, yeah. So, you know. And we're going to have rain this year.
It's looking like it. The quantity is undefined right now and, you know, whatever.
We just put a great big bowl of goodies
out
there.
Our front porch is covered, so the candy will stay dry. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Catherine, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan, you betcha. And I lived in the UP. Isn't that in Michigan?
That's where the Oopers are.
Oopers.
From Upper Peninsula. Oopers.
Yeah, Upper Peninsula. Mm-hmm. I also lived in Wisconsin and Green Bay. And
Green Bay.
What is it?
I call it Green Bay because
that's
that horrible Green Bay Packer team that blows goats.
And a place called Menominee, Michigan, UP. UPIP, we all pee.
Fry stream. All right, anyway, here we go. We're going to area code 520. Olisa.
Hello, darling.
Hey,
oh, my God. We're rocking it Friday.
Hey, you guys.
Well, you don't sound good.
Oh, I'm just so sleepy. I was dozing here.
Sick.
I haven't talked to anybody next door. I just...
There's only one person.
That's right.
Anybody, like there's 15 people there. But anyway, you haven't talked to the infamous next door neighbor person. We got it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm calling to see what the cards say. We're supposed to go on a trip on Monday.
Yep. You told us that. Yep.
Yeah, what are you doing all weekend? Nothing?
Oh, I'm so tired right now. I had to get out there today. I had to work on the house, and we're passing it, and what else? I don't know. I mean, I have some choices, you know, definitely. It just, you know, it's a matter of also being, you know, I could do a lot of things. My girlfriend's having a party at her house.
When these people have parties, and it doesn't sound like they're lampshade wearers, if you know what I mean. Sounds like these parties are very civilized and very sedate. What do you guys do?
Nobody, not one person has any alcohol?
No, some of them are drinkers and some of them smoke pot.
The parties I
got you. All right, so it is what it is.
When I used to go to parties, there would be porn being played.
Yeah.
You know?
How old were you?
Like in my 20s.
She's not.
Oh, right. I guess you're right. Porn.
Next question.
And they would be doing beer bongs. And
like we said, there's a big difference here, though, Deb. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, true. When you get older, you can.
No, it's usually mixed. You know, they have some, you know, they're drinking. And I don't keep tabs on anyone, though. I just do my thing.
I was just curious.
We're just curious, yeah. We didn't know if it was like...
You know, actually, come to think of it, I think most everyone there does drink. You know, but they're usually... There's going to be children there, too. But, you know...
Ah,
so
it'll be in control. No.
Even when the children are there, you know, people do drink. They do drink. Just nobody, you know, nobody's climbing the walls or anything.
Right. Nobody is banging somebody on a kitchen table.
No, but I have been at a party a long time ago. And you know how people in the winter, they'll put all the coats on like one bed?
Yeah.
Everybody at the party went and looked and they weren't a couple. But there was a guy and a girl in there screwing from here to heaven.
I'd have kicked them like a couple of rabid dogs.
Really? On the bed.
I would have kicked them. I would have started kicking.
Everybody stood at the door and watched.
I would have said, oh, no, I would have put a stop to that. You're not doing that shit on me. Get your ass on the fucking floor. Put that shit on my coat.
Yeah. I think that would be a reaction, like what Jimbo's reacting. That's how they would react.
Oh, I would have not reacted. I would have been pissed. That's disrespectful.
At the coat?
Yeah.
I don't want anybody banging on my coat. That's bullshit. Well, you know what? That would have been almost like ready to fight.
Well, and yet you seem like the horniest one at a party.
There's a thousand other places. Don't do it on people's coats. That's respect. There's no respect. That's a piece of shit.
They were on the bed, on the coat.
Well, you don't do it on other people's coats. If it's your own coat, yeah, do whatever you want on your own freaking coat, but you don't do it on other people's property.
Michelle, I love your humor. She's so disrespectful. Wasn't a word back then.
I'm just telling you. I don't give a shit. Not on my coat.
You know what, though? When Jim drinks, and I mean like Gotch and everything, you could ask him for anything. He'll give it to you.
What the hell does that have to do with banging on a coat?
So if somebody asked you to turn a trick with her in the bedroom from the coat, you'd probably go.
I would have moved the coat. How long does it take to push coats to the floor? 1,000, 2,000. Done. Now you have a bed free of coats. That's all they have to do. It's not that hard.
Well, anyway, let's get back on to the reading.
Yes. She wants, what's coming up, she wants?
What's coming up? Well, let's check it out.
Thank you. Okay. I think typically... Well, there are people that come from out of town to these parties, but typically it's like neighborhood people. But there are people, you know, like relatives will also come from out of town or, you know, so some people. Yeah, but I'm just thinking, you know, if you wanted to go bang someone, you could go to your house.
Yeah, well, yeah, especially if they're neighborhood people. You're right.
But
that's actually more ideal.
Or you could say we're going to go make Angels in the snow, bless you.
Oh, she ain't got no
and
snow
go outside in the backyard.
She doesn't have any snow where she is, Deb.
No, I'm saying for people that have snow. Okay. Doing it in the car is so high school.
It is.
You know, come on. There's no room.
And the cars nowadays, they're not big like the cars they had back in our days.
Well, those were like sleds.
I remember doing long distance travel. I was able to lay out in my back seat, and my head and my feet didn't touch anything. That's how big the car was.
But go ahead, hon.
I understand what you're talking about, Deb, because I know when I was a lot younger, I mean, really young. We're talking young.
It's a different thing, yes.
You know, when you're just entering your 20s, that's a whole different – I remember – Yeah, the kissing and the and the lights out in a room and everybody's lying around and kissing and
You have gunshot victims all over the house.
No, she's talking about people getting up close and personal in the dark. She's not talking about passed out drunk.
Oh, they're all
everybody's paired up and they're they're kind of doing what they're doing whatever they got to do. It's dark, so nobody's really watching anybody.
You
else.
Arrive, you arrive with a boyfriend, and then
there was a guy.
Just because you come with somebody doesn't mean you have to leave with
them. There was a guy and my best friend were on the couch, and we were all like sleeping on the floor and stuff. And he could not undo her bra, and I was laying there watching her, and he's fumbling and fumbling. Finally, I reached over. And I unlocked it for him. I thought, this guy's going to have a nervous breakdown if he doesn't get the straw off.
Or just skip it.
What?
Just skip
the
bra. Right to the freaking whisker biscuit. If it, that's a sign. If the bra's not coming off, then that means, all right, it's not meant to be at this particular moment, space, and time.
Well,
oh, that's funny.
It is what it is. Cards down. What do we got?
Well, he's mixing and mingling with other people now. Not in any way against you. This is just, you know, he's made other friends. He's socializing, but it's not about anything that I think would even interest you. Okay? And now he's not sure about going with the flaccid, what was his name?
The flaccid sultan.
Come
on, get with it.
I just don't know if it's going to happen because he's kind of changing his mind about that. The fact that you canceled Wednesday is kind of weighing on his mind. And he didn't talk to you at all today, right?
International shout out to Laura in Canada.
No, he had plans earlier. I could hear him outside, and I wasn't going to go out there. I was still asleep, and I could hear him, and he had plans early in the morning to go out with the flaccid sultan to wherever. That could have changed, though, because last night he had this, these Jimbos were a project with someone else. It was going to work.
Oh, my Lord, God project. Somebody's going to die.
He was going to go work last night on something for someone. And he was going to actually get paid for it. And he said to me, that was last night. So you're right, you know, it could have been some spontaneous. This is the weekend, you know, there are parties all over the place.
That's right.
You know, I could be dropping in on people right now. I'm just a wipe, though. I'm trying to catch up on my energy. And good that the Wednesday thing is on his
mind. Yeah, it's on his mind. Frankly, he's reaching a point in your cards where it's becoming real hard for me to know what's really on his mind. And some things I want to hold back with it being on, you know, broadcasting on the air.
Oh, so, you clandestine thing
so
here.
If you want to get together tomorrow, I have freedom
for
that.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we could do that because I'll tell you the rest of the story where sometimes on here, you know, you got to keep a little something private. I will tell you this much. He really thinks that you are entertaining another man, either on the phone. Yeah, well, and it's making him kind of back away, but he never really offered you anything, you know? How long is she supposed to wait?
Apparently till the end of time and maybe in another life. I don't know. It's not all about that. It's just they're not on the same wavelength. I've always said that. They have got different goals, different everything. They enjoy their company, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be together because you enjoy somebody's company. You know what I'm saying? But what do you got?
Well, I just have that she's feeling down. That's very apparent in these cards.
I don't know where he gets the idea that I'm entertaining someone else because we've been spending evenings together, and I'm not sure what he. I mean, I did disappear for a while, you know, today, but
Well, he's incredibly insecure, even for his age. You know, that's what I get. And for a while, he was coming at you so strong, you know what I mean? And now it's as if, well, he's wondering if he should sort of back away and see what you're going to do.
I can't do anything, though, other than what I've done.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I've pulled out all...
She said she can't do any more than what she's done.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I can't...
There's kind of a little rift apparently on Facebook.
I worry about her.
We're just putting on a show and having a good time.
I'm doing, yeah, these are intuitive card readings. Nobody's clairvoyant. There's no freaking gypsies here with crystal balls going, ooh, I see you.
Yeah.
Right there, Benny boy. All right. We got anything else for Lisa?
I will talk with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But right now I want to give you your, just don't think any bad thoughts. Don't put any bad energy on your reading. Because that will carry over.
Now,
right?
I don't know, this is so wide open. It could be about anything in her past life or current. The subject is, they broke your heart, and it says, fuck them.
Wow.
I don't know if that's anything now, somebody from the past, somebody in the future, but that is your card, and you must think about that. That is all you can do.
Okay, thank you.
If you run out of men there, you could always go on Tinder,
she's not gonna
as others are mentioning.
She's not running out of men there.
You know, the thing is, I've heard good things about Tinder, that people get married off of there.
People get married in swamps. I mean, just because there's an occasional success story doesn't mean something's a great thing. I don't know anything about it, so I'm not going to talk about it. All I can know about what I hear is secondhand information, so I cannot make a positive statement about that.
Well, and I can't. After having been scammed the way I was, I'm not touching it anymore. But we'll talk tomorrow, hon, okay?
Tomorrow.
Oh, sure, hon. I will contact you. Or you send me a message. All right, honey, take care.
Thank you.
Word up on that, dog.
Okay. Bye-bye. You know, sometimes there's not going to be always big events in the cards.
No.
Sometimes it's going to be, what do they call it?
Life is not a sitcom. Life is not a freaking 2.5-hour or 90-minute movie where you know something eventually is going to happen during the course of that movie. Life can be sometimes be just meh for a while. Which I look at it as a positive. I'm a glass half full on that of like, if life is kind of average and boring and a little, oh, ho-hum, at least it isn't, oh, God, catastrophes all around me. So.
True enough. And when it's like status quo, that's good. That means, you know, there, like he just said, there's not going to be some big catastrophes going on.
You're so eager to get the mail all the time. And I'm like, what are you eager for? What? There's nothing good going to come in the mail ever. It's either eh or it's bad news. It's like nobody just says, I opened up my mailbox and it's full of like $1,000 bills.
I just received, but it was years ago, $3,000 from a website.
Once in how many years that you've checked mailboxes? You want to crunch the numbers on that? How many?
No.
6 days a week you get the mail. How old are you? Let's base. We could figure out how many the odds of you open a mailbox probably like 20,000-30,000 times in your life, and you one time shit was there.
And here's the other thing: we have to remember that people that aren't doing a lot in their lives beyond the norm, there's not going to be a lot in your cards. You know, a lot of times people will say so there will be a man coming into my life. Yeah, but the chances of him coming and knocking directly on your door, not going to happen. You have to kind of take some steps, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is, right.
Because otherwise, it's like your universe stays little that you live in.
All right. there's your frickin', the glass is not only half empty, it's broken.
Where was
fucking, yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's his field.
But
he probably sees mental illness everywhere.
Oh, and maybe he sees it in the mirror sometimes, too. That's what I begin to wonder. Sometimes with some of these comments on them. I'm getting to wonder if maybe you should maybe talk to somebody and lay on a couch.
anyway, one thing I'd like to add also is that I've learned over all these years, a relationship is either thriving or it's dying. You know, it's not going to just stay. The needle isn't going to just stay in one place.
I think that's bullshit. How can people be married for 60 years?
Well, there's a lot of ups and downs.
But
in that.
There are times in the middle where it is steady, though, right? It's not just this. It's not like this. There are times where it's actually doing that for a little while.
Yeah, it will do that.
Well, but you just said it.
But I'm saying that there may still be.
Oh, right. Yes, yes, yes. That's life in general, right?
Yeah.
It's never going to be that forever. There's going to be big periods of like, oh, everything's cool, everything's great. But if all of a sudden you're going to hit a speed bump, shit's going to hit the fan.
An analogy, good one, is a plant. If you don't tend to that plant or that garden that you've got, it's going to just freaking die on, wither up and go.
But unless it's a cactus. You know, they're pretty good.
Well, you still got to do a little something.
You don't have to do this once every 4,000 years, maybe.
And talking to them will help them thrive, too. Not to cactuses, but to plants, you know.
A cactus is a plant.
I might have only set us for an hour.
I already took care of that.
Okay.
Let's move on, but that's probably, you can't go too far, I guess.
I believe this is going to be Michelle.
203, welcome to the show, 203.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, I didn't think you'd get to me.
One never knows, you just don't know on the show. The only time you kind of know is if you... Typically, if you call before the show actually starts, that 15-minute window, you're pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah, you're going to get
it. After that, you don't know.
Right.
But Michelle got lucky tonight. She's in.
So, you know, I had another interview. So I do have a job offer. It's part-time, which is... Deb, I almost think you said I was going to be working part-time a while back. It's part-time to start out with.
Yeah.
And the other, I had an interview today for another job, and it's the same stuff I always do. Like, and I just realized I am so bored. I am so not into this, you know. Maybe I will get into it when I start working again, but I don't know what to think, you know.
So you mean you're bored with, like, staying home and doing very little?
No, I've turned into a big fat marshmallow, but just like with what I do, just like these jobs, you know, and I do want to work, and I kind of need to work in a way. I don't need to work.
Yeah.
But, you know, all these jobs are like, yeah, same old thing, just a different company, you know, same old, and probably the same problems, and I don't know, but can we look at the job and say, I mean, I don't know if this one will be offered to me, because it was kind of like I was getting just so quiet towards the end of the interview. I was just so done with, okay, whatever, you know.
Sometimes those are the ones you get.
Usually if you don't finish your interview with some kind of positive outcome, I can't speak. I don't have cards. I'm just, if everybody's kind of like ready to doze off, I'm not sure how that interview is going to come out.
Exactly. I know. And then there's another interview on Monday and possibly another one after that. But that'll probably be the end of the interviewing because I do have this other one in hand. So,
there's also a woman of many options, which is a smart thing nowadays to have lots of options. Why did you hesitate right there?
Just gathering it all.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know if like you were losing count or something. I ask questions because I don't know. I learn things every day. I don't know shit. You can learn stuff every day.
All right, I've got to ask
always ask questions.
How are you feeling about the upcoming holidays?
International Solitary Stew in the UK. All right.
Me?
How do you feel? Because your cards are really gloomy about the rest of the season.
Are you melancholy about the...
Yeah, very gloomy. I've got... Okay. My daughter isn't speaking to me. I'm not going to even bother.
Daughter.
Oh.
I think she said.
Well, right. And
I'm a dumbass. Go ahead.
You know, the thing about adult children...
Stupid.
Boy... there are so many kids that turn their back on their parents. I don't get it. It used to be that, I don't know, it's just a whole different generation.
I know what's funny about that. And you're going to hear some loudness. Also, don't worry about it, because I did something stupid. I got to go back into the show.
Hello, Terry.
And you're going to just ignore the show sound you're about to hear. 20, 30 second delay. If my computer will play. There, I muted it. All right, we're back at this. I'm a big dumb dummy. But you got to remember, though, that's a two-way street. Many, 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 many parents have shunned their children when they become adults because they didn't do exactly what they wanted them to do. They
Not
still
me.
Do, but they did,
Not
a lot, they did a lot back in the old days. You come from a line of chefs. You should be a chef. You know, you're not. I disown you. So, yeah, adult men, parents have done it to children just as much as children have done it to parents.
Well,
I can't seem to blast myself out of this loneliness situation. I can't, no matter what I try, I just can't seem to blast myself out of it.
And, you know, I think a lot of it is this time of year, because it's not, you know, you're not alone by a long shot. I do feel, though, that you really do need to get back to productively working. You're a very intelligent, successful woman. And this situation that just is sitting there between you and the other job that you had, hopefully that will be resolved. Have you received any word on that? The lawsuit?
I was hoping to have a letter to review from my attorney today. I didn't get it yet, but you know what? It's in his hands. They're working on it. I know they had a big thing going on this week. They're really, into big things. So it'll come when it comes.
It will. And I'm not sure that this job that you've interviewed for is going to pan out. And if it doesn't, just look at it this way. You knocked on a door that wasn't going to be a good door to open for you. Okay?
There's nothing wrong. You know what I always say? Hey, I was looking for a job and I got this one. I can go get another one. Have that attitude. There's nothing wrong with that. It's because you agreed to a job. You just trying to make sense, like giving your soul to Satan. If the job sucks, move on.
Go ahead.
I'm working out the details with this part-time job that was offered to me. We still have some details, but I do have that one. That's an offer.
I think that could be a good way to ease yourself back into the working world. You know, that the part-time job, and I do remember telling you that I thought you might take a part-time job.
You did.
So I think that would be wise. And it gives you a chance, you know, when you have a job, it's easier to get another job. Does that make sense?
Although I've got a lot of great interviews. I've got two more interviews coming up, but that'll be it. I mean, I'll settle on the part-time one if nothing better comes up, but,
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just not seeing a lot. And I have to tell you honestly, I've got a headache. And it could be one of our weather.
Nothing major going on weather-wise for here.
Yeah, so lovely. I might be the one slipping here tonight.
Because time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. All right, real quick, Michelle. Remember, this is a rumble card, and it isn't always happy, happy, joy, joy. In fact, this one says, you look like a shit show. You're a hot mess, fat. Clean yourself up.
I think that relates emotionally and psychologically.
Well, of course it's not physically.
Because she dresses really
smart. I'm pretty confident. No, most people don't know about physical anything.
It's about, I think it's attitude. I don't even think it's, I think it's pure attitude. That you kind of maybe are down in the dump, and that's basically like somebody slapping you, saying, hey, get your shit together. Everything, you can do
I'm
better.
I'm trying.
Well, you are trying, but don't get down. You're kind of down in the dumps a little bit when you called. Not as bad as Lisa, good Lord. Of course, she was sleepy. But, yeah, sometimes you got to pick yourself up.
And you know what I'm finding? That a lot of people, especially women, are finding very therapeutic is the diamond art that's out there. And on Amazon, it's very reasonable to buy some of these kits.
Sure.
And
I find good therapy that helps me out is being a freelance gynecologist. That's really good therapy. There's a lot of art in that, too. I mean, whatever, you know, whatever clears your mind, what you should do, right?
I would think,
gynecologist.
She's talking about diamond art.
Oh, yeah. And he said he's happy as a freelance gynecologist.
That's what clears my mind. It clears my mind after our days of work. Let's go look at some vaginas. You know, why not? Everybody has their thing, right?
And you know what? How do these doctors do it all week? And you go home at night to your wife and you're like, get that thing out of my face. After looking at all these diseased ones.
Well, maybe it's the other way around. Then he looked at some nasty ones and she's like, ooh, he's like, ooh, she's got brides. But anyway.
And Terry Sue is mentioning she loves doing the diamond art. And I got to tell you, I've seen what she.
But are they diamonds?
No. But
are they cubic zirconium little things?
They're just a little sparkly.
I bet billionaires use real diamonds.
Maybe, I don't know.
You know how those people are.
You all know I have a daughter-in-law in Texas who's going through a lot of mental stuff right now. Mm. And I sent her some of these diamond art kits that are of Japan, where she comes from, with Japanese ladies, Japanese landscapes. She is doing them constantly.
So, well, there's times when she's doing other things.
Yeah. Yeah, so you... Yeah, it might be something you'd enjoy, you know.
There's still a lot on her plate. I'm not sure she really needs that right now. She's got job stuff juggling, you know. So that's cool.
Oh, Terry, I'm looking at one of the.
Looking to be interested.
We're going to say, "Auf Wiedersehen" to you.
And I think.
And we have to say "Auf Wiedersehen" to. We'll start with our blog talkers first, right?
Yes.
Because I got to go run and get pizza. Pizza. Oh, now going a little Caesar. I shouldn't have said it like that.
Oh, they are beautiful.
What?
And one thing I want to get
pizzas?
Her.
Pizzas are beautiful.
No, I was talking to them about the diamond art. Mm. They have a great big one that is like what you would make into a screen. And it's a beautiful Japanese set with trees and flowers. And I know she'd love that.
Was there a mushroom cloud in the background at all?
No.
Also, the locale was not Hiroshima or Nagasaki. I gotcha. All right. So just check in.
Okay. Do your thing.
Good night. Sleep tight.
And so, this is the Blockbusters.
Yeah, Blockbusters. We'll be here again tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll go early. Sorry, folks. We really got to call. We've been extended.
Take care, everybody. See you tomorrow. I'll be the same.